Hi folks. So yeah, I got another like voice note blog for you. So there's been something on my mind and I kind of want like feedback, thoughts and everything on it. And I've talked this over a little bit with Drew and we've had a bit of a back and forth, but really it's still in my mind that I kind of want to like wind my YouTube channel down. And a lot of it feels like I'm fundamentally like a prisoner to the platform, right? Like, not only is it like I've put, so much investment in there, like a sunken cost fallacy kind of thing. And when you put that much time and, you've picked up a few subscribers, you picked up a couple of million views, that's like a lot to turn your back on, even though I'm not really putting much up there on my channel anymore. It's still like a, a pretty good achievement. And I don't, that's definitely difficult to walk away from. Also, I'm not a TikToker, I'm not an Instagrammer, and all none of that other stuff really fits on me. But also, one of the things I've kind of got to remember is that when it comes to something like YouTube, if you're not going to put anything other than what they expect, it always works against you. So basically, if all I'm doing is like Linux distro reviews, then it's fine. But my God, I was on Debian for years and now I'm on Arch. And I'm happy on Arch and I'd be happy on Debian. And the differences between all the other distributions nowadays is a lot slimmer than it used to be. And I'm not even sure that, my distro reviews were even really that informative back in the day. All things considered. But people seem to enjoy them. So, but I, and I'm sorry if the wind cuts across the mic on this one. I'm actually using the WhatsApp voice note. I'm just sending a voice note to myself because I think they actually use the Opus codec in WhatsApp, which is what I put it. Upload to my to this voice notes blog. So yeah, like I don't have the enthusiasm for it that I used to, and obviously I've been self-hosting a lot more, and I've been really enjoying that, and I'm really comfortable with all of the stuff that goes up there, the Freebooters podcast in particular, and I've been talking a lot with Drew and with Wing. And if those of you that know Wing's website, he's actually started just hosting videos on his website, not using PeerTube or anything like that. And a lot of us are starting to think that PeerTube might, in fact, be over-engineering the issue of video self-hosting when it's, a federated video platform with federated comments and all that kind of stuff. And really, you might just want a website that hosts videos. Like YouTube was basically invented because all of the video codecs, it was all a mess, the whole scene. Some of it was like RealPlayer, some of it was WMVs, some of it was .movs. Some computers could play some and other computers could play, shit all. And YouTube was a way to standardize that, and that's what got it off the ground. It's not that case anymore. So, sticking a video on a website, you can very realistically expect that it'll be played just as easy as something on YouTube. In fact, probably easier because you don't have to turn off your ad blocker. And I don't need federated comments. If you want to get in touch with me, either chat to me on the Discord, send me an email, or hit me up on the Fedi. Like, PeerTube might not necessarily be, the best thing for everyone, your single user instances. And we're starting to sort of work out, how the Fediverse functions on that level. The single user instances are often, be it PeerTube or Mastodon or anything else, often a lot more work than they're worth for one person. If you're keeping a community together, that's a whole different story. But it seems like the strongest Mastodon instances, strongest PeerTube instances, all that kind of stuff, are like a group of people who club together. So they're not massive big ones, but at the same time they're not so small that causes problems with federating wide enough. So there is a happy medium and a level of diversity there. And of course, you know, you look at marginalized groups in particular, like I imagine it would be a lot easier for marginalized groups to moderate and federate appropriately when they're watching each other's back rather than just hanging back in the Wild West on whatever self-hosted platform that they can cobble together. And there are also so many things that can go wrong with it. It's very little that can go wrong with just sticking a video up. And even just, you know, you can download it as a link, you can stick it in an RSS feed, and I can, you know, choose the settings and compression and all that I want. So, you know, even when it comes to video, and video hosting doesn't seem prohibitively expensive in that regard as well. So, you know, but anyway, what I can easily host is, of course, these voice notes. And I can rabbit on for hours without really having to think about the bandwidth or the storage or anything like that for these kind of files. So, and a lot of my YouTube videos were just me rabbiting on like I'm doing now. So this is just fundamentally a better, more efficient way of doing that. I know that a lot of people do like the video element. It's, you know, adds a little bit more personality, but, you know, the way, one of the reasons why YouTube kept its foot in the door as the de facto video platform for so long is simply because it just offered up so much free hosting. It was ridiculous. And little else could compete, you know. And then, you know, the likes of Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat and all that came along, and even they had, you know, popularized the short form video content, which I'm assuming is a lot easier to host than whatever the fuck YouTube lets you do. I mean, you can upload anything of any size, you know, 4K and all that. So anyway, to circle around to my initial point, you know, I have been thinking about turning my back on it. You know, one of my most, sort of successful endeavors that I've ever done, but I won't pull the plug overnight. And for those of you that are wondering, the videos will all still be available online in one form or another. If you keep on my website, there'll be a link and you can like download everything and all that kind of thing. So nothing's getting, you know, disappeared or anything like that. But specifically, get in touch with me. Feddy's probably the best on sort of exterior thoughts on all of this. You know, like I say, there's a lot to turn your back on, but you know, I've lost the appetite for it, and I think I'd like to focus more on the small web stuff. I mean, that's sort of largely what I'm really passionate about these days. So yeah, let me know your thoughts. Toodaloo.